George's Secret Key to the Universe by Lucy and Stephen Hawking. Chapter 12. When George opened his eyes again, he saw a massive pale yellow planet with a belt of rings rising in the dark sky ahead of them. They sped along on the comet, heading for a point just above the rings. From far away, the rings looked like soft ribbons. Some were pale yellow, like the planet itself. Others were darker. "This is Saturn," said Annie, "and I saw it first." "I know what it is," replied George. "And what do you mean, you saw it first? I'm in front of you. I saw it first." "No, you weren't looking. You were too scared. You had your eyes shut." Annie's voice rang inside his helmet. "Na na 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 na." "No, I didn't," protested George.
"Shh,"
Annie interrupted him. "Did you know that Saturn is the second biggest of the planets that move around the sun?"
"Of course I knew," lied George.
"Oh, really?" replied Annie. "Then if you knew that, you'll know which is the biggest planet of all."
Well, said George, who had no idea. "It's the Earth, isn't it?"
"Wrong," trumpeted Annie. "The Earth is teeny-weeny, just like your silly little brain. The Earth is only number 5.
"How do you know that?"
"How do I know you've got a silly little brain?" said Annie cheekily.
"No," said George furiously. "How do you know about the planets?"
"Because I've done this trip many, many times before," said Annie, tossing her head as though throwing back her ponytail. "So let me tell you, and listen carefully," she ordered. "There are 8 planets orbiting the sun. 4 are huge and 4 are small. The huge ones are Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune and Uranus. But the 2 biggest are so much bigger than the others that they are called the giants. Saturn is the second of the giant planets. The biggest one of all is Jupiter. The 4 small planets are Mars, Earth, Venus and Mercury," she continued, ticking them off on her fingers. "The Earth is the biggest of the small ones, but if you put these 4 together in a ball, you still wouldn't get anything nearly as big as Saturn. Saturn is almost more than 45 times bigger than these 4 small planets added together." Annie was clearly delighted to be showing off about the planets. Even though he was very annoyed by how smug she was, George was secretly impressed. All he had ever done was dig potatoes and mess around with a pig in his back garden. It wasn't much in comparison with riding around the solar system on a comet. As Annie talked, the comet flew nearer and nearer to Saturn. They got so close that George could see that the rings were made not of ribbons, but of ice, rocks and stones. These were all different sizes, the smallest no bigger than a speck of dust, the largest about 4 meters long. Most of them were moving much too fast for George to catch one, but then he spotted a small chunk of rock calmly floating right next to him. A quick glance behind showed that Annie wasn't looking. He reached out, snatched up the rock and held it in his space glove. A real treasure from outer space! His heart was beating fast. The sound was so loud in his ears that he thought Annie must be able to hear it through the sound transmitter in his helmet. He suspected that taking things home from outer space was probably not allowed, so he hoped she hadn't noticed.
"George, are you all right?" asked Annie. "Why are you wriggling around like that?"
George quickly thought of something to say to divert her attention away from the rock he was trying to stuff into a pocket.
"Why did we change direction? Why did our comet move towards Saturn? Why didn't we continue straight on?" he gabbled.
"Oh dear, you just don't know anything at all, do you?" sighed Annie. "It's lucky for you that I'm such a fount of useful scientific knowledge," she added importantly. "We moved towards Saturn because we fell towards it, just like an apple falls on Earth. Just like we fell onto the comet when we arrived. Just like the particles in space clouds fall onto each other and become balls that become stars. Everything falls towards everything throughout the universe. And do you know the name of what causes this to fall?"
George didn't have a clue.
"It's called gravity. So it's because of gravity that we're going to fall onto Saturn now. And crash."
"No, silly. We're moving way too fast to crash. We're just flying by to say hello."
Annie waved to Saturn and shouted, "Hello, Saturn!" so loudly that George's hands automatically tried to cover his ears. But he couldn't because of his helmet. So instead he yells back,
"Don't shout!"
"Oh, I'm sorry," she said. "I didn't mean to."
As they whizzed past Saturn, George saw that Annie was right. The comet didn't fall all the way into the giant planet, but cruised straight past it. With a bit of distance now, he could see that Saturn not only had rings, but also a moon, like Earth. Looking closer, he could hardly believe his eyes. He saw another moon, and another, and yet another. In total, he saw 5 large moons, and even more small ones before Saturn was far too far away for him to keep counting. Saturn has at least 5 moons, he thought. George hadn't known that a planet other than Earth could have even 1 moon, let alone 5. He looked at Saturn with respect as the giant planet with rings shrank into the distance behind them until it was just a bright dot in the starry background.